let's see if we can get Nevin.
Text 51554 and include the keyword Marty.
And so as Friday rolls around and we get ready for food, we think, what would we do food-wise? We could always go to McNean's, save up a few bob and go up there, Black Line, it'd be lovely. Oh, it's closed. So, second best thing is to get the man himself on the radio. That's what I always say. Nevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, my little baker. How are you?
You've seen the bread, have you?
Well, I was very impressed. This is a new Marty Whelan. I
made the bread. Made the soda bread. It wasn't quite like my nanny's, but it was nice. Well, and nobody died.
So it looked beautiful, and I saw you put the leftovers on eBay for people to buy. So well.
1 euro a crumb. We need the money. Send money to this. As Spike Milligan would say, send money to this address. Incidentally, you're not going to believe this.
Go on.
Over the long weekend, I made the steak ciabatta.
Yes, and?
With the onions and the Dijon mustard with the mayonnaise. That's the killer.
Isn't it good?
Oh, that's fantastic. And I had my tomatoes and my onions. I had young people helping me just good. To make sure that I was doing it right. But we got there.
Aww.
It was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
I'm proud of you. And you love your tomatoes anyway, don't you?
I do. So thank you so much for that. Aww. It was just the best.
That's tasty.
And so I've made bread and I've made a dinner. My work here is done.
I'm very impressed. I have to say, thank God I'm sitting down. I'll be on the floor.
You're not the only one. but I sat there and said, well, we're sitting out in the back garden in the sunshine thinking, isn't Nevin a great man, honestly?
No, but anyway, thank you. It was great.
Well,
I'm delighted.
So how have you been, my friend? How are things with you?
Yeah, listen, everything is okay.
Have you noticed some of the neighbours moving out now a bit more?
It only just started, as you know, during the week, definitely. We live in a very rural, quiet part of the world in Black Lion. Well, we live actually 5 minutes from Black Lion, so it's very quiet there.
I mean, your road, where you live, would be generally fairly quiet as well. It's the town that, as a fellow said, the town they gallop through, isn't it? Black Lion itself.
You're bang on, it's the main road. You're coming from Belfast, say, to Sligo over the west, it's the main road. People would travel through, but from Inniskillen and that kind of way.
That's right. So you're all right, and your babies are still behaving, are they?
Ah, they're great. Ah, thank God, they're all
still
good.
Are you still ringing the school bell every day, or are you trying to?
Trying to. That wouldn't be my forte, but listen, we do it and we get through it, and they have been great. I can't say enough praise to them. And listen, I can't praise teachers enough how hard they do work and
remind
our children. Well done to them all. You know, it's not an easy job.
I'm astonished. Our little girl Jessica, who's a teacher, primary teacher, and she seems to spend a longer teaching now than she did when she was in school.
Oh, really?
It's unbelievable. Well, you see, there's a lot of preparation.
Yes.
Then they do the thing and get in touch with all the... So there's a lot of work to be done every day.
Yeah, there is.
But it's lovely. It's lovely to see. So look, what have you got for me today?
Okay.
Moving on from this... Now, I may not try this. What have you got?
Well, I've got a real family favourite, and it's like a chicken curry, like it's a korma. And it's... If you were to ask me one of my most successful recipes... No, this is one of the easiest recipes that I've ever made, and the feedback has been fantastic. And we make it regularly at home. I'm going to talk about chicken in a minute, but you can use monkfish so you can.
Right.
So the key into doing this is you just finely chop or slice one regular onion, excuse me. You can use red onion, but regular onion.
Yes.
A couple of cloves of garlic, some grated ginger. So that's the base for the curry. And you cook that off in some nice Irish rapeseed oil. And then into that, I'm not sure if you're a fan of sweet potatoes.
I'm not.
You can use butternut squash, or you can use carrots, or you can use peppers, or you can use them all, whatever you
peppers,
want to use.
Peppers and the carrots are nice, wouldn't it?
That would be lovely. So you can cube your carrots, peel them obviously, put them into the pan with the onion, the ginger, the garlic, and you cook them for about 5 minutes. Now, into this then you're going to put in two spices, turmeric and a mild curry seasoning. I just want to share with your listeners, there's a company called Oco, and they're based...
Oco?
Yeah, they're based in Athlone, but they would do the spices for the Simply Better collection, which I'm their kind of brand ambassador and do recipes for. So they're really good, they're all organic.
How do you spell Oco,
and they're the best, but they're under the Simply Better brand, which will be more accessible for people. They're kind of two little tubs of spices for €5. They're
I thought you were going to say there were two little people who made it.
Well, they are two gentlemen, we call them the Spice Boys, not the Spice Girls. But they are wonderful, they're all organic, and they're the best in class. So that's the key. So your mild curry powder, your turmeric, cook that off, then you put a can of tomatoes into that. You put a tablespoon of mango chutney, and then another Irish company, me and you've chatted many times about, is Thai Gold. This is the most beautiful coconut milk. It's all organic. So a full can of that, and you put that in there. Now, the difference in this is that you get, say, maybe four chicken breasts, so probably a chicken breast per person. Mm. And then you cube it or slice it, whichever you want to. But I don't pan fry the chicken. I actually poach the chicken in the coconut from raw.
Do you?
So I get the corn fed chicken, so it's fed in maize. It has a lovely yellow colour, and that's the maize that it's fed on. Don't be nervous or worried about that. It's all about flavour and moisture and
how
texture.
Do you do this now, just in case I decide to do something crazy?
So you slice your chicken, and then you actually put the chicken into the curry with the tomato, with the coconut milk, with the mango chutney, with the spices, and you let that gently bubble and simmer for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And that really depends, Marty. You're not a fan of the sweet potato, but the carrot will take quite a while to cook.
Yes.
And if I'm making it, I use the sweet potato. That'll take quite a while.
Now, why are you preferring to do this with the chicken?
I think it keeps it really moist, and I think it's just an extra less step for you to do, and an extra pan you don't have to dirty, to be honest with you. Now, you could actually make this curry sauce, and then you have leftover roast chicken, or if you're lucky, you have a leftover roast chicken, and then you shred that into it, and away you go. And you can do this with beef and monkfish. Monkfish actually will cook in about maybe 5 to 6, 7 minutes.
Mm.
So you get your monkfish fillet, cut it into small little kind of slices, and then you poach that into it. The most important thing is at the very end, the juice of one lime, or else it's too sweet. Because think of it, in the recipe I've given you, you have mango chutney, which is sweet.
Yes.
You also have the tomatoes, and they're lovely and sweet too, and sweet potatoes. So the lime is essential. And then what I finish it with is a little bit of chopped basil or coriander. You don't have to use both. You can use one or the other. But trust me, for your listeners, this is the most foolproof recipe. I put it up on my Instagram and on YouTube, and I've got great reaction to it, and I wanted to share it with your listeners. The chicken is the key. Try and get the corn-fed chicken if you can, and the good spices, and then away you go. And this will keep, you can freeze it, and it'll keep for about 4 to 5 days in your fridge. Serve it with rice, serve it with mashed potato chips, whatever you want to. We just like it with some steamed basmati.
So I could sort of keep it in the fridge. So in other words, if I could just get the others out of the blooming house, I could do this in advance. And then give it them and surprise them. That's what I'm thinking. But they can't get them all out of the house at the one time. They won't go.
Lock them in the car.
That's a good idea.
Out the front door.
That's a good idea.
Just get them a glass of wine and
tell them Alfie needs another walk. That's a good idea. I never thought of that. But this is a very interesting idea. It's the sort of thing, creamy chicken korma, we ring the takeaway and away we go. But to do it ourselves would be a novelty and a different way of operating.
Well, to be honest with you, and you're probably going to use better chicken if I'm being absolutely honest with you, and you know what goes into it from start to finish.
You
could have this made genuinely in the time that you'd ring the takeaway and it would be delivered. I guarantee you that. I remember.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I had to do... Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Come on, you were going to tell me a story.
No, I was going to tell you that there was a programme in RT, it could be 5, 6, 7 years ago, and it was Take On the Takeaway, and had to do the curry in the time that a household rang a korma, and I didn't start to finish. It was done in about 15 minutes. Now, if you want to do that, you need to be careful that you slice the chicken really thin, but honestly, 20-25 minutes will do this, I promise you.
Oh, yeah, it sounds
honestly
lovely. A bit of naan bread then, I suppose.
Yeah, and do you like curry, Marty?
Oh, I love
curry?
It, yes,
so
absolutely.
So do I.
Absolutely.
And you know what I forgot to mention? Apologies. What I like, and I'm not sure if you're a fan, I always have a can of chickpeas because I don't really rate them in many things, but I think they add lovely texture. And I actually rinse the chickpeas and put them in at the very end. So I'm not boiling them from raw. Probably the pure hearts would say, what, you're not cooking your chickpeas? I don't. I always have a can in the cupboard. And it's they add great texture. And actually, for your listeners, if anyone's vegetarian, you just pack it with vegetables and chickpeas, and you can put baby spinach in at the end. And I think people would love this.
So you just put from the tin?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's class, isn't
it? Rinse them, at the very end. Yeah,
it's a lovely idea. That's a gorgeous idea.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I love that. And and colourful and all the rest. And good for you.
Colourful and good for you. You're right.
Now, listen, are you doing dessert?
A bit of bacon.
Again, the listener took on your idea.
Puff,
made four of them.
What?
And sent us a picture of them. You have no idea the influence that you're holding over everyone.
This is fantastic.
So listen, the Madeleines, are these the lads that you give to us when we arrive?
Yes.
They're lovely.
You're good.
They're lovely.
You're
like
good.
Like them. Tell me, I don't have no idea how you make them.
Well, you like to wash them down with a glass of red wine, but that's another story for another day.
It's just to help them down on their journey down the red lane. That's all.
Anyway, yeah. This is a lovely recipe, and it's from a chef I used to work with called Leah Leinster. She's a very famous chef in Luxembourg and the only woman ever to win the best cook in the world. She was a great influence in my career, so I can't take praise for this recipe. But what I can take praise for is using good Irish dairy like butter. So what we have is 160 grams of butter melted, and that's just regular plain salted butter in the saucepan. You melt it and you brown it. And what that's called, Marty, it's called beurre noisette, brown butter, so it is. It's like a nut butter. It'll take about maybe 12 minutes to do that in a good high heat, maybe 10 to 12 minutes. So that's the base for that. So that's the first thing you do because you need to cool that down. Then into your little bowl, you put 50 grams of plain flour, and this can be done for gluten-free flour, just for your listeners. We've done this recipe in the cookery school, and it works perfect. 5 egg whites, 160 grams of icing sugar, and then we have 70 grams of ground almonds. That all goes into the bowl. Then when your butter is cool, because if it's hot and you pour it onto the egg whites, it begins to cook the egg whites. So that's a no-go. That definitely is not, that won't work. So melt your butter, go away, have a wee cup of coffee, whatever, relax for an hour, and then have all your ingredients weighed out. Put everything then into the bowl when your butter is cooled, not cold, but cooled, and then you literally beat it. You know what, one of those little hand mixers or a KitchenAid,
yes,
whatever
have,
you have?
Yep, yep.
I got my daughter, Lucia, to make these last week, and we give them to a little lady across the road from us who's a nurse in Sligo to bring in to some of her colleagues. This recipe will make 24 little madeleines. You're probably thinking, well, what's a madeleine? It's a little kind of a, like the shape of a little paw. You can get the little trays online or in specialised cookware shops, but you can do these into cupcakes, and everyone has cupcakes. The world has gone mad now baking, so this is a lovely recipe that we can bake in cupcakes. I have the oven at 190, Marty, and in the cupcake it'll take about maybe 15, 18 minutes, but in the madeleine tins or trays, and you can look them up online, they'll take 12 minutes, so they will have 190. And you pipe it, so you make up your mixture, spoon it in or pipe it in. We usually pipe it in, it's easier, but this recipe will make 24 cupcakes, and probably, I would say, maybe try maybe a dozen cupcakes.
Well, they won't last long because people will eat them, but they won't, will they last? How long will they last, no matter what you do?
Well, really good question. So when you make the mixture will keep for a week or two in your fridge, honestly, in an airtight container, I promise you that. But raw now, the mixture raw. So when you bake them, they're always nice fresh, and you know, they'll keep for a day or two in an airtight container. But trust me, when you start eating one, it's like with the Pringles ad, when you pop, you can't stop.
That's right.
You keep eating away at them.
Right.
They are delicious, but the flavour you're getting, Marty, is that brown butter. You can add cinnamon, you can add orange zest, you can add lemon zest or vanilla, all those lovely flavours. But we just keep them very simple. Marie, who you've met, our breakfast chef, she bakes them in the restaurant, and we give them to our guests when they're coming. And please God, when we reopen, we'll be back baking them again and treating our guests. But they are beautiful. And madeleines, they're a very classic French little pastry. That's the best way.
And what did you say the name of the woman was again?
Leah Leinster.
That's a gorgeous thing. Well, thank
lovely
you for
woman.
That. The madeleines, yeah. No, that's really lovely. And they are so tasty and so nice. But not to overdo the making of them, because if you do, they'll go off. And before that, the creamy chicken korma, which is also available, the two recipes, of course, on Marty in the Morning on the webpage, so you'll be able to find it all out there. Listen, that's gorgeous, my friend.
Thank
that's
you.
Lovely.
Lucky to hear you.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted you're happy about me steak ciabatta.
Well, I'm more happy about the brown bread. You're putting it on Twitter and people are saying, come on, share the recipe.
That's right.
Planning a cookbook. I know you are.
No. Listen, that's the other thing I was going to say now that you're there. I suppose it'll be Nevin's lockdown cookbook for the Christmas, will it?
Tell him to write that down.
Nevin's lockdown cookbook.
Forward by Marty Whedon. Perfect,
right.
Done.
That's right. Brown bread recipe, Marty Whedon. But that, see, I'm sure you'll be doing something. You're up to necky nutty.
Well, you know what? We've all the recipes done, but the problem is doing the photography, so we're hopefully going to get that done at the end of the day.
That's very true. Would you not take the pictures yourself?
Mightn't be that good. I'd end up eating half.
But people would say, he did it, it's all genuinely in lockdown. I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm only trying to give you an idea to keep, because I worry about your financial.
You're brilliant. Listen, we'll get through it, please God.
Yeah,
time for everyone, but there is light at the end of the tunnel.
There
slowly,
is, and each week,
slowly.
Please God, will bring us a little closer to the freedom that
that's
we all so desire.
That's for sure, my
Nevin, creamy chicken korma. I don't know what I'm going to play now for that. Or
something spicy. Come on.
Do you pronounce the other ones Madeleines or Madeleines?
you could. Well, I pronounce them as madeleines, so you can wear madeleine, whatever you want. To share this name from Gavin, don't speak English.
That's not an excuse. Anyway, we'll get something. Listen, keep well, and
have
I shall talk to you in a week.
We'll
love
catch
to
you
everybody.
Next week. God bless you.
God bless, Gavin.
Regards to everyone. Bye bye.
Thanks,
thank you. Thanks.